Take your Bibles, please, turn to the book of John, chapter 15. John, chapter 15, we'll read verses 1 through 8 together. John, chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. We'll read this passage responsively. I am the true vine, my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burnt. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for what you've done for us in this place. Lord, today we watched the altars fill with people. We saw evidence of lives being changed. And God, you're so good to us. Lives are changed in so many ways around here that we don't even see. May we not ever take that for granted. Lord, this area needs this church. We need this church. We need to hear from you tonight through our preacher. Now fill him with your power, please. Fill us with your power as we listen in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
The title of this evening's sermon is No Fruit, 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 and Fruit, Fruit, Fruit. In John chapter 15, we see the teaching of the vine and the branches. Many of you have heard this teaching over and over again, but let me remind you of it again and teach you something about it. In John 15, verse number 1, Jesus says, I am the true vine. Then he says, ye are the branches. So Jesus is the vine, and we are the branches coming off of that vine, the born-again Christians. And then Jesus says, my Father is the husbandman. So Jesus is the vine, we are the branches, and God the Father is the husbandman, or maybe I could put, God the Father is the gardener, or God the Father is the farmer, or the owner, the one that takes care of what happens to the vine and the branches. And we are to bear fruit. Now, the fruit of an orange tree is what? The fruit of an orange tree is what? Oranges, right. The fruit of a pear tree is what? Pears, all right. An apple tree will bring forth what? Apples, okay. A peach tree will bring forth what? Peaches, uh-huh. A banana tree will bring forth what? Now, then if the fruit of an apple tree is apples, and the fruit of an orange tree is oranges, and the fruit of a pear tree is pears, and the fruit of a peach tree is peaches, and the fruit of a banana tree is bananas, then what would be the fruit of a Christian? Christians. Christians. The fruit of a Christian is another Christian. And if you and I are commanded by God to bear fruit, that means we, through our lives, are to bring forth other Christians. And fruit trees are supposed to be productive, supposed to bring forth fruit. When? Well, at harvest time. Some annually. Some even semi-annually. You take, for instance, I was talking to one of our good men earlier that worked in orchards, and he told me, he said, orange trees will bring forth more than one crop a year. They'll produce more than once a year. There are other items in life. There are other vegetables and flowers that they'll bring forth a bud or a fruit more than one time a year. But we know at least once a year, a fruit tree is to be bearing fruit. Proverbs 11:30 says this, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Here God is mentioning the righteous. That means those that are born again. We have taken on the righteousness of Christ. We're saved. And it says the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. Wow. God goes as far as to say that we ought to be producing trees. Now, trees then produce a bunch of fruit. I'm to be a fruit tree that produces other fruit trees. I'm to be a Christian that produces other Christians, but it's to be a tree, meaning branches and vines that hold many, many pieces of fruit. Our fall program is upcoming. We call it People Under Construction. Around here, we take a couple of seasons, and we have an extra harvest time for reaching people. We're all the time getting people saved around here. All the time. You see, we're to be bearing fruit continually because we're a continuously, the Christian is to bear fruit all the time. But we pick a couple times a year and put a little extra energy into it, and we're getting ready to go into our fall attendance campaign. And so, we're getting ready to go into what this would call, our church would call, our extra harvest, our intense harvest time. So, starting next week, we really go into the harvest. And isn't this a good time of the year for it? I mean, people are harvesting. We have harvest parties and the time of October. And what a great time of the year to have a fall harvest, if you will, inside the church. Now, I want you to notice something. There is a process taking place here in John chapter 15 about this business of fruit and bearing fruit. Notice the process of God's expectation concerning our fruit bearing. In verse number 2, it says, "Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away." Now let me take a second and let me teach you something about this. Here it's talking about a branch that's not bearing fruit. It talks about taking it away. Later on, it talks about it being withered up and gathered up and then cast into fire. Let me explain something to you about that right off the bat, lest the devil would deceive you about it. That doesn't mean that if you don't bear fruit, you lose your salvation. The Bible very, very clearly teaches you don't lose your salvation. So if the Bible tells us once we're saved, we're always saved, that verse there cannot mean that you lost your salvation, now you're being cast into fire. You've got to let the Bible explain itself. So then what does it mean? Well, probably it means this. It means possibly if someone does not bear fruit and they hinder the harvest. I think there are sometimes when God actually takes them out. I mean, he removes them. He takes them on to heaven. God left us down here to bear fruit. That's why you were left behind. God saved you, not so you could live 80 years, suck up coffee and eat donuts, and at the end of the 80 years, you're fat and sassy. When God saved you, he left you here not to eat at McDonald's. When God saved you here, he left you here not to... Hey, God doesn't mind that you have a boat, but if your whole purpose in life is your boat, you got a problem now. God did not leave you here just to gather toys in this life. He left you here to be fruitful and to multiply. Go out and reach other Christians. I think there are some times when people ignore God's purpose for leaving them here to the point where God says, "Why leave them down there? I'll just go ahead and take them to heaven." I mean, if they're not going to bear fruit, why not go ahead and bring them up to heaven? The primary purpose that I left them behind is to bear fruit. When it talks about the burning, I believe that that is probably the burning up of their potential, actually. I mean, you have the opportunity to be a fruit-bearing Christian for God. And if you're not careful by not doing what you're supposed to do, it's almost like burning up of your spiritual potential. I don't know what you want to believe about the verse, but I can tell you this. It is not about losing of salvation. I can guarantee that. But it starts out here, and it talks about no fruit. It says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit. There's no fruit. Zero. Then in verse number 2 it says, and every branch that beareth fruit. So we went from no fruit to a single fruit. It says, then he'll purge it. Fruit. Now, stay with me logically this evening. I'm going to say to you, at least, fruit must mean at least one piece of fruit. One piece of fruit. He said, there are some that bear no fruit, zero. He said, and then somebody bears fruit, and fruit has to be at least one. Because if zero is no fruit, and fruit must be at least one fruit, and then it goes on in verse 2 and says, he purgeth it, and it may bring forth more fruit. So where did we start? No fruit. Then he said, you ought to at least bear fruit, at least one. Then he said more fruit. Now you say, what's more fruit? Well, more fruit's got to be at least two. It has to be at least two. There's two pieces of fruit. Because to be more fruit, it had to be more than just plain fruit. So you have no fruit. Then you got a tree that's got a fruit on it. Then you have a tree that has at least two fruits on it, two pieces of fruit. And then in verse number 8, he says this, "Herein is my Father glorified that you bear much fruit." Now, much fruit has to be more than more fruit, and if more fruit at minimum is two, much has to be at least three. So if no fruit is zero, fruit could be one, more fruit could be two, much fruit, three, and all of that at the bare minimum of what the Scripture is teaching here. So you have zero fruit, one piece of fruit, two pieces of fruit, three pieces of fruit. Now, I'll show you exactly what I mean. Brother Bush, you can put your Bible down there for a minute. And I want you to stand up here. You stand right here, and you're going to be a tree. So hold your arms up in the sky a little bit. Branch out. Hold your fingers up and those. Okay. You are no fruit. Look at that. He has no fruit. I mean, there's nothing on his branches. There is a no fruit Christian. Brother Owens, you come up here, and you are going to be fruit. Okay? So Brother Bush is no fruit. He has no fruit growing on him. You are going to be a banana tree. Get your branches up there and hold the banana up. Okay. So we have Brother Bush. He is no fruit. We have Brother Owens. He is fruit. He's got one piece of fruit. Then, let's see. Brother Young, you step up here. And Brother Young, you're going to be more fruit. Okay? More fruit's got to have at least two bananas on its branches. Because you have no fruit, which is zero fruit. You have fruit, which is one fruit. And then you have more fruit, which got to be more than just fruit. So here's more fruit. He's got two. Brother Bajent, you step up here. And Brother Bajent, you are going to be much fruit. All right. And you'll have to handle two of those in one branch. I think you can handle. Hold them up there. All right. Now, you have Brother Bush. He is no fruit. Look at that. No fruit at all. Then you have Brother Owens. He's got one lone banana hanging on his fruit tree. And then Brother Young. Here he is. He is more fruit. It's got to be more than one. So we'll at minimum make it two. And look at Brother Bajan. He is a banana producer. He has three bananas on his fruit tree. All right. So worst case scenario. Where's Paul Mongan? He would love this. Worst case scenario in regard to what's being taught here is 0, 1, 2, and 3. Now, let me tell you this. God expects more out of us than the bare minimum. Okay? God expects more than the bare minimum. Now, what I'm teaching, excuse me, Mr. Tree, what I'm teaching you tonight, I'm going to use the bare minimum to teach it, but get something real straight. Truth is, God doesn't want you to do the bare minimum. It may be that fruit right here is supposed to be 10 or 12. It may be that more fruit ought to be 24. It may be that much fruit ought to be 36. I don't know. But what I'm doing tonight is I'm going to take the bare minimum. We're taking the numbers of productivity in regard to a Christian reproducing themselves all the way to the lowest possible limit. No fruit. Fruit. Fruit, fruit. Fruit, fruit, fruit. All right? Now, which one are you? Which one are you? Are you a no-fruit Christian? Have you produced one other Christian? Have you produced two other Christians? Have you produced three Christians? Bare minimum, which are you? Are you no-fruit? Fruit? More fruit? Or much fruit? Now, if fruit is getting people saved, all right, fellas, you put your bananas right there and you can have a seat for a second, but be ready, all right, be ready, because we're going to use the banana trees again. Now, there is a harvest. Let's take this thought of the harvest to its bare minimum. You ought to be producing someone at least once during the harvest if you're going to bear fruit. And it's not talking about once in a lifetime. No tree is a successful tree if it only bears one banana in its lifetime. I mean, banana trees do not go to the Hall of Fame because they produce one banana one year and never produce another banana. They don't get the gold medal for banana producing for one banana. Now, some trees produce more than one time a year. But bare minimum. And what we're doing here, we're taking it as easy on us tonight as we possibly can. But there is a harvest. Every Christian is to produce Christians. They're to bring forth Christians. And I want to ask you tonight, where are you at in this producing other Christians system? Are you a no fruit person? Are you a single fruit? Are you a more fruit with two? Are you a much fruit with a minimum of three? Okay, let me show you what I mean. If fruit bearing is getting people saved, how you doing this harvest? Let's step up here for a second. Put your branches up. Is your fruit tree empty? Here's the question. Have you won anybody to Jesus Christ? What's hanging on your tree? Nothing? Okay, then you are a fruitless Christian. If I were you, I would say, you know what, I better step up. Brother Owens, you come up here for a second. Worst case scenario, if you would like to bear fruit, then you need at least one. Here you go. Now let me ask you this question. In the harvest, have you won at least one person to Jesus Christ? Bare minimum here. We're going all the way to the bottom of this thing. Are you a no-fruit Christian? Or are you a one-fruit Christian? And you know what? If you're a one-fruit Christian, God bless you. Praise the Lord. I'm glad you got somebody saved. You're not a waste as a tree. So, amen. You got somebody saved. But remember the harvest. The harvest is at least annually, sometimes biannually. You say, are you saying, Brother Owens, I only ought to get one person saved a year? I'm showing you the bare minimum. There are a bunch of you get far more people than that saved. But let me tell you something. The workforce that's actually producing, getting people saved, it's pretty minimal. So I'm preaching to more people than what you might think right now. Have you had one person saved? One. Look at that. Just one. But if you have, congratulations. You know what you ought to do? You ought to step up. Now listen to me, Brother Bush. You ought not want to be a soul winner that is fruitless. You ought to step up and get at least one banana on your tree. But wait a minute, Brother Young, you come up here. Hey, maybe you've had more than one saved during the harvest. Maybe you've had two. Well, congratulations. I'm glad. That's great. Boy, I'd rather be a two banana bearing banana tree than a one, but I'd rather be a one than a none. Which one are you in regard to keeping people out of hell? You have no fruit? Do you have at least one? Or maybe you say, I have more fruit. More than what? More than one. And fruit's more than no fruit. But if you're bearing two, that's good. Now, why don't you step up, Brother Bajan, come back up here. Now, Brother Bajan, he's got three bananas there. But maybe you have won three people to Christ during the harvest. Boy, good. I'm glad. Now we're getting, hey, it takes at least three for you to be a much fruit Christian. At least. That is the bare minimum. Now, where are you? There are a bunch of us right here. There's no fruit on your tree at all. Some have one. Amen. Then step up to two. You could be one that is bearing more fruit. But if you are bearing two, step up to the minimum of three. And God said, herein is my Father glorified that you bear much fruit. Do you know something? If we took this thing to its bare minimum, if you'll get three people saved during the harvest, God says, I'm glorified. I'm glorified in that. You say, why? I think it glorifies Him. If you got at least three, one for God the Father, one for God the Son, and one for God the Holy Spirit, amen. I think they're real pleased with that. fruit. Okay, fellas, put your bananas down here and you can have a seat. So if fruit bearing is soul winning, are you a no fruit, a fruit, or a fruit? That's the question. Okay, well, wonder if fruit bearing is getting people baptized. So you all know, in Matthew 28, God gives us what he calls the Great Commission. He tells us to go out and become productive at what? Getting people saved, getting people baptized, getting them to go and do likewise. So it is very possible that fruit bearing could be, have something to do with getting people baptized. Very possibly. All right. Well, let me ask you a question. Are you a no fruit Christian in regard to baptism? Brother Bush, stand up here. He has no fruit. Put your branches up there. Thank you. No fruit in regard to baptism hanging on your tree. You ought to do something about that then. So what could you do? Brother Owens, come up here. You can grab that banana. Are you a no fruit Christian in regard to baptism, or are you a fruit Christian? You had somebody that you had won to Christ baptized. You helped them to get baptized. Amen. God did not leave you here to have empty branches. He did not leave you here so you just stand there with your branches and wave at everybody. He left you here so you could bear fruit. And if you had somebody baptized, congratulations. You are now a fruit-bearing Christian. But maybe you'd like to bear more fruit. Brother Young, come up here and grab your two bananas. Put your branches up. More had to be at least one more than one. And that, maybe you had a couple of people baptized. Fantastic. You are now bearing fruit in regard to baptism. But let me show you something else. Brother Bajan, come up here. You can grab those three bananas. Put your branches up. Ah, now we get down here. And much fruit had to be a little more than more fruit. And more had to be more than fruit. And fruit had to be more than no fruit. So we have a fruitless Christian, a one fruit Christian, a two fruit Christian. But now we see the multiple production. And God said, this is minimum. For God to be glorified in our production, then he's probably looking for us to see at least three. Now, you all following these numbers? I thought a long time about this thing, and I really believe God is saying, you ought to try and strive for much fruit in your life. You guys take your bananas back to your chairs with you. All right, let's see. I thought through it very simply. If the fruit of an apple is an apple, and a pear is a pear, and a banana is a banana, the fruit of a Christian is a Christian. Now, someone gets saved by soul winning and trusting Christ, so we talked about that for a moment. Then God tells us the next thing they're supposed to do is get baptized. That's a part of the Great Commission. And so somehow, probably in our fruit bearing, it includes getting people baptized. Hey, well, let's go to something else. If fruit bearing is bringing visitors to Sunday school and church, which are you? At harvest time, God said that we're to go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in that my Father's house might be full. That means you are to bear fruit in regard to getting people into church. It's very clear. I think we'd all agree with that. We're supposed to try to get people into church. That's not a difficult concept. But let me ask you, Brother Bush, stand up here. Are you a no-fruit Christian in regard to bringing people to church and Sunday school visitors? None? It's harvest time. What are you going to do about it? Brother Owens, you step up here. Maybe you're a no-fruit Christian, but maybe you have bore fruit and you brought a visitor. Congratulations. God bless you. You're now fruit-bearing. That's good. Super. Maybe you'd like to step up, though. Step up here, Brother Young. Maybe you'd like to go from fruit to more fruit. Double fruit. But maybe you'd like to even step up further. Brother Bajan, step up here. Put your branches up. Maybe you would like to bear much fruit, and much fruit is a minimum of three. You can run the numbers any way you want. Brother Young, you do calculus. Am I somewhere close on this thing?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to guess so. And I believe even got kindergarten teachers in here that understand math enough. This is the bare minimum, folks. You are getting off the hook in a major way tonight. Well, I'm not saying to anybody, you ought to have 100 people saved and down the aisle. I'm saying to you, you ought to at least have one.
Amen.
And then if you'd like to bear more, you need two. And if you want to glorify Him, you got to have much fruit. And you do not qualify to glorify Him in the productivity of your fruit bearing until you hit three. Can't qualify. Because He said, herein is my Father glorified that you bear much fruit. Now, you say, well, Brother Orange, I've never bore any fruit. Okay, here's your goal. Get you one.
Man.
Just get you one. Just bear fruit. Just one fruit. Get John one banana, please. He's begging you. You've lived in this life for 30 or 40 years. Give Him a banana. He's taking pretty good care of you. For you to give Him one, is that outrageous? But maybe you'd like to give Him a couple. And then you could say, you know what? I'm a more fruit Christian. But if you want to be like Brother Bajan, just be a flat out fruit, you could bear much fruit. You guys can have a seat. What are we talking about? Oh, bring in visitors to Sunday school. And church, because the Bible said, go out and compel them to come in, that my Father's house not be full. Now, how often should we shoot it for this? Every harvest. Every harvest. Everything that we harvest at least once a year, sometimes two times a year. And this is a bare minimum. Okay, let's change directions. If fruit is getting your converts down the aisle where they can make public their salvation, the Bible says you're to confess, our converts are confessed before man. So we have a time during the invitation where people walk down the aisle and they let the church know that they've been saved. Let me ask you, in regard to getting people to walk down the aisle and confess Christ as Savior because you have influenced them, are you a, Brother Bush, are you a no-fruiter? Empty. You say, I'll tell you what, Brother Owens, my branches are not feeling real good right now because I don't have any fruit or anything. Then let this sermon encourage you to do something about it. Are you a no-fruiter in regard to getting people down the aisle? Or maybe you're a fruiter. Stand up here. There is someone bearing fruit. Fantastic. Super. You've stepped up. You are now in the process of fulfilling the purpose for your life. Bearing fruit. But maybe you would like to bear more fruit. So you get you another one. Now, you've complicated. You've made this thing a little more productive because you doubled. You went from one to two. Hey, that's a good increase. But maybe you'd like to step up even more. And we go to much fruit. No fruit about this thing of getting people down the aisle. One fruit, two fruit, or three. You've got no fruit, fruit, and herein is my Father glorified. You guys can have a seat. What? Now, you take some time. If you analyze what I'm preaching this evening, go home and think about it. What in the world could it be that is fruit-bearing for the Christian? If an apple produces an apple, a Christian is supposed to produce a Christian. I don't know why you think you were left on this earth, but it was not to make money. You show me one place in the Bible where it says God's leaving you behind so you can get filthy rich. Now, I want you to make money. We need to tithe. But your making money will not take the place of your bearing fruit. You're to bear fruit. If fruit is getting people saved, how's your fruit tree? If fruit is getting people baptized, how's your fruit tree? If fruit is bringing visitors to Sunday school and church, how's your fruit tree? If fruit is getting people down the aisle so they can publicly profess Christ as their Savior, how's your fruit tree? Hey, if fruit is changing the life of a person, how's your fruit tree? Brother Bush, stand up here if you will. Put your branches out. Who can look at you and say, she changed my life for Christ. He changed my life for Christ. You say, nobody, then you're fruitless. You got a barren tree. Brother Owen, step up here. I would say it's time for some people to step up and decide to go from nothing hanging on your branches to getting a piece of fruit. I was talking to one of the fine young adult men, and I'm talking a man that's out of high school. I was talking to him today, and he was talking about how excited he was about somebody in his Sunday school class and how he wants to help change their life for Christ. I said, amen. I wish every Sunday school teacher realized you're not just supposed to teach a lesson, you're to change your life. Anybody can stand up and say a bunch of words and read a bunch of words. You're supposed to be changing lives. We're not there to entertain and take up 35 minutes of somebody's time. We're to change life. Hey, if fruit bearing is the changing of a life, how are you doing during this harvest time? Man, I wonder if the harvest bare minimum is once a year. Who, this year, will look at you and say, she changed my life. One banana. Who? Why did God leave you here? Well, Brother Owen, so we can come down here to the church and enjoy Brother Nash's singing. If that's possible. Well, so we can come down here to the church and enjoy the air conditioning. And hey, Brother Owens, we just love reading the Farmer's Almanac with you. Boy, I tell you what, Brother Owens, I like hearing you preach. Well, I'm glad you do. But you're not here just to hear me preach. I'm here to instruct, encourage, and challenge you to bear fruit. You're to bear fruit. Maybe you'd like to step up, though. Maybe you have influenced somebody's life. Maybe you'd like to become more fruit. Wow. Amen. You just doubled. Hey, but you could actually bear much fruit. Let me tell some of you that get to work in the bus ministry, and it is an honor to work in the bus ministry. The people that are in the bus ministry right now are saying, man, I like this sermon. Woo! I like this sermon. Why? You're bearing fruit. You're bearing fruit, aren't you? You're saying, yeah, you're not fruitless. You've got at least a fruit. Or maybe fruit. Maybe fruit. But let me tell you something. If it is the changing of lives, every one of us, we're supposed to be bearing some sort of fruit. Thank you, fellas. You can have a seat. Hey, get this. Wonder if fruit bearing is reproducing reproducers. Wonder if fruit bearing is reproducing soul winners. And just so you know, and that's probably what it is. And you can't reproduce a soul winner unless you get them into church, get them saved, get them baptized, and change your life. I've given you this simple process to getting yourself to the point where you can reproduce what I think God is really talking about. Because He is really talking about us reproducing soul winners so that you can produce a tree of life. We start out with the minimum, one banana. But one banana tree produces many bananas. You know that probably all the bananas that these guys are using came from the same banana tree? Matter of fact, I know they did because they were all in one bunch. And I've never seen them glue bananas together to make them into a bunch to sell them so you would think they were a bunch. Hey, if fruit reproducing is actually reproducing people that are doing all of this, how you doing? Stand up here, Brother Bush. Have you ever reproduced a soul winner so that they could reproduce soul winners? So that they could reproduce soul winners. That's how we build the mighty army that we call the army of God so we can reach a world. Do you have any fruit on your tree? Is there anybody who taught you soul winning? Brother Bush, when you were a young man, I spent an awful lot of time with you soul winning, didn't I?
Yes, sir.
You remember going soul winning with me hour after hour after hour after hour?
Yes, sir.
Did I teach you anything about soul winning?
Everything.
Did I teach you anything about getting people baptized?
Everything.
Did I teach you anything about getting people down the aisle?
Everything.
May I have your paycheck?
Everything.
All right. What a dumb bunny. All right. You know something? I hope in my lifetime I've taken the time to fulfill the Great Commission. That's not what God wanted, folks. An empty tree? That's not what God's looking for. The least you should do is produce fruit. But if you'd like to go a step further, maybe you'd like to produce more fruit than the bare minimum. Hey, but maybe you'd like to produce much fruit, which takes at least three. No fruit. Fruit. Fruit, fruit. Fruit, fruit, fruit. Bare minimum. Takes three to glorify Him. That's what He said. You may have a seed. Reproducing reproducers. Hey, if fruit, let's say, wonder if fruit is getting people to join the New Testament church. And to join the New Testament church, they had to come as a visitor, they had to get saved, they had to get baptized, they had to have some desire to have their life changed. Wonder if it is getting people to join the church. Okay? Stand up there. Who has joined the church because of your influence? Say no one, then that's you. Fruitless. Has at least one joined the church because of you? Ah, you're in a ballpark now. I'm not talking about because of your wife. I'm talking about because of you, sir. I'm not talking about your husband did it. I'm talking to you. You. Fruit bearers. But have you bore at least one piece of fruit? Maybe you have. Maybe you'd like to double up and bear more. More fruit, the Bible calls it. But maybe you'd like to bear much fruit. Fruit, fruit, fruit. I hope somebody has joined this church because of me. I hope. You say, well, you're supposed to. You're the pastor. You show me that in the Bible. There, I'm supposed to influence people because I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. There are things that we're all supposed to do because we're Christians. The prerequisite for me being a pastor was being a good Christian. I've got a hunch that you called me as your pastor because you thought that I might bear fruit. Right? Which are you in regard to getting people to join the church? Fruitless? Fruit? Fruit, fruit? Fruit, fruit, fruit. Therein is your Father glorified. You can have a seat. Huh. What else could fruit be, folks? I've been studying the Bible a long time. What else could it be? I'm going to guess somewhere in what I've taught you this evening is the truth of John chapter 15 at its bare minimum. And be careful, we're not to live at the minimum. That's the starting point. One banana, God, hey, it would be worth it if your life got one person saved. But this is talking about harvest. And you have many harvests. I believe if you stood before God, you could stand before God a fruit-bearing Christian. If you figure out when you got saved and make sure you had somebody saved every year of your life and you got them baptized and you helped them to become soul winners and get into the church, I think you could stand before God and He'd be very pleased. I really do. One a year. Oh, you want to step up? Maybe you get two a year. That's the bare minimum. And you ought to hear the potential that this has in preaching in regard to, I know some people that get 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 people saved a month. Let me ask you a question. If you were God, would you be pleased with a banana tree that did this? God said, I saved you so you could produce fruit. All right. No fruit. Next year, no fruit. Next year, no fruit. Next year, no fruit. Next year, no fruit. I have a bunch of trees on my property. And someone told me what I needed to do is if I wanted my trees on my property to grow, I need to cut some of them down. You know what they said? There's so many in there, if you'd cut a few down, it would get rain and it would get sun to the rest of them, and the little ones that are willing to grow will. That's interesting, isn't it? I wonder if the shade of your branches, step up here, I wonder if the shade of the branches of a no-fruiter would hinder the one producing fruit from producing. I wonder if you cut this one down, this one wouldn't get more rain. I wonder if you cut this one down, if this one wouldn't get more sunshine. I wonder if you cut this one down, and it would not steal of the nutrients and the necessary things from the soil. I wonder if this one wasn't eating it up, if this one wouldn't become a more fruiter. What do you think of that? Or maybe this one could even become a much fruiter. If the shade of this one is bad example. Huh. If you were God, how pleased would you be? I wonder if you had planted a banana tree and they said to you, next year you're going to get bananas, and this happened. I wonder how many of you would take it back and say, I got gypped. I got cheated. That tree's not bearing fruit. You'd probably be upset. Well, I wonder how many of you, if you planted a banana tree and you got one banana off of it, you'd say, well, it all depends on how much you pay for it. Let me explain to you how much was paid for you. I mean, you want to get down to it? God gave His Son for you to do this or this or this, but not to do that. Oh, so I guess that if you bought a banana tree and it brought forth two pieces of fruit, well, you're going to be more pleased than one. And with one, you're more pleased than none. But tell me what kind of fruit tree you want. Hey, ladies, if money grew on trees, which one of these trees would you want? That's easy, isn't it? That's because of how important money is to us. Men, if trophy whitetail deer racks grew on trees, well, how many points do you want, man? Huh? You teenagers. Do you want to be productive with your life? Thank you, fellas. You can have a seat. Hey, are you a used-to-beer producer? I was driving past the apple orchards not long ago, and I seen some trees. They were cutting them down, piling them up. I asked a fellow, what are you doing? He said, those don't produce anymore. They used to. Did you used to produce? But you don't anymore. They bulldoze them over. They'll cut all the branches off, and then they get a bulldozer, and they push that thing out of the road, and you know what they do? They plant some new trees there. I've even watched churches where the young people decide to be the producers. The young couples decide to be the producers, and others say, not for me. Be careful. Don't waste your potential. Don't be cast aside unuseful for God. And again, it's not talking about the loss of one's salvation. It's talking about the loss of your usefulness and your productivity for Christ. The sermon tonight is entitled, No Fruit, 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 Fruit. No fruit, fruit, more fruit, much fruit. Answer a simple question. Which are you? Which are you? And then remember, Lord said, you're supposed to be bearing fruit. And you say, Brother Owens, I'm not. Well, step up. Decide to do something about it. Show up for soul winning. Get involved. And start bearing fruit. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes.